blue line around the corner, and then we should be.
Dietary pickup to Pete's Kitchen 4.
Where's the scarecrow when you need him?
To a podcast about the Gilmore Girls, it'll prove you have a brain. So please don't be lame and listen to our podcast, The Ultimate Gilmore Girls Movie Night.
I am. 5 seconds ago, I thought, oh crap, I didn't come up with a song.
I wish you'd told me. I would have done the do 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 do.
No.
I completely forgot
about it until a few minutes ago. I was like, oh, dang it, I need to figure out something. Sometimes I like to write it out.
Good start.
That was off the cuff.
That was good.
So we're good to go. Welcome to the Ultimate Gilmore Girls Movie Night Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Courtney.
And we're here to talk about a movie we definitely watched for this podcast, The Wizard of Oz.
We didn't watch it.
We did not watch it because I feel like it was last night, and I asked Cord, I said, have you seen this enough for us to do a podcast? And she said, sure. We're like, okay.
I would have said yes, regardless of the movie.
Oh, okay. So there will be moments that we probably forgot, but I've seen this numerous times. So first, before we start, how are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. How's life?
It's good. I have not New Year's resolutions. I have New Year's goals.
Okay.
And I'm actually going by month.
So
I have 5 goals for January. Would you like to hear them?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Go for it.
Okay. So my first goal is to meditate once a week.
Okay. How's that going?
I've done it once.
All right. Good.
And we're 1 week in. My second goal is to do the 30-day yoga journey that Yoga with Adrian does. And I have...
Adrian!
Don't mess with Yoga with Adrian. She's actually very well known.
I was trying to do a Rocky reference.
I know what you were doing.
Okay, go on.
And I've done, what is today, the 4th? So I've done 4 days of it. And then...
It is not the 4th. It is the 6th?
Whatever.
Whatever it
is. Hopefully when this airs, am I allowed to say airs on this? Because we've learned that I use it inappropriately in other
media. When this drops. Medias. You still say
when
drops.
This drops. I still say drops?
Yes.
When
it's not
can
air.
I say airs?
This is a radio.
When
it
can
drops.
I say airs again?
How old are you?
I don't know.
No, because it's not like radio. Radio, it airs.
When is the next episode of The Circle airing?
It drops.
Okay, well, when this drops, hopefully I will have done 6 days of yoga. What's my next one? I'm going through the journal prompts in the book called How to Heal that I'm listening to. It's a lot. There's a lot of media in that. And then I'm only going to drink soda 3 times a week.
Okay.
Which we are halfway through the first week of January and I've had 0 soda.
Wow.
I know, I'm really proud of myself. I wanted one tonight and I was like, no, because if you have less than 3, that's even better. So I did it.
Just because I said
3 times a week doesn't mean I have to have soda 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Which is a really big deal for me because I was having soda every night. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
After the pandemic, I decided I'm allowed to have soda as my vice. Because it's not that bad. And now we're going into year 3 of the pandemic and I need to stop using that as an excuse. Anyway, my last one is that I'm going to take each of our girls on a like mom and daughter date this month. And I haven't done those yet, but they are planned. I'm taking Adele ice skating this weekend. And then in a couple weeks, I'm taking Lee to Adventure Avenue.
Awesome. I have no goals.
I know.
I don't like goals.
I think goals are different than resolutions.
I know. I don't like just... I don't like, I don't know. I'm not just not a big fan of being like, this is what I'm going to do. I feel like they're too similar for me.
But if you have.
I want to also drink Coke 3 times a week.
That would be like multiplying 3 times a week because you don't drink Coke at all.
Oh, then 3 times 0
is 0. True. Whatever.
But anyways.
No, I'll only do goals or resolutions if it's something that I can. Like monitor.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to say I'm going to drink less soda because I'm not going to. If I say 3 times a week, then I can actually keep track of it.
Awesome. You're still reading books?
I'm still reading. I'm on my second. Well, I finished a book on January 1st.
That doesn't count for this year, though.
Goodreads, it is counting it as one book that I've read, but in my head, that is not the first book. So I'm currently reading a book called My Plain Jane, and it's like a fictionalized take on Jane Eyre, except not at all like Jane Eyre, except for the fact that she's one of the characters, and it is going through the story of Jane Eyre, but Charlotte Bronte is also a character, and there's ghosts.
Ooh, fun.
It's very interesting.
Awesome. I'm not reading anything right now. I finished my Randy Rainbow book.
You read that one fast.
Really funny and really fun. I enjoyed it. But other than that, the Oklahoma State football program is falling apart, so that's fun.
I had a subject today who was talking about, oh no, he went to OU. And my...
We don't want to hear about him.
RA asked him if... RA sounds like...
Resident advisor.
No, research assistant. My research assistant asked him if they were playing in a bowl game, and he was like, I don't know. Apparently football is not his thing. And she said, and he said, we're really bad this year. I know that. And she said, well, OSU wasn't really that good this year. And we played in a bowl game. And I was just sitting there laughing. So I thought Philip would have so much to offer this conversation, and I have nothing.
Oh, you did play in a bowl game. They lost. OSU also played in a bowl game and they lost.
They talked about how ridiculous it is that TCU is playing in the like Big 12 championship.
No, the national.
They talked about how it was ridiculous for TCU.
Not really. It's pretty cool. I'm excited.
Okay.
But it is like nobody expected them to be there. So maybe ridiculous in that sense. But they don't really follow football. So what do they know?
She does. I think she follows OSU.
Not the whole
football. I don't think she follows all of football. He apparently doesn't care about OU. But he cares about basketball. He said that's his sport. But that now he's disappointed because OSU is even better than OU in basketball now. So
there's really OSU's not that great. But
that was almost exactly what he said. Like they're better than us and they're not that good.
But OU in basketball.
I just love when people talk about sports at work because I sit there and all I think is my husband would have so much to offer this conversation and I have nothing. Nothing at all.
I try to get you to have stuff, but you never want to watch football with me.
I'd rather read a book.
That's weird.
Or watch a show or something.
All right, so let's talk about this movie called The Wizard of Oz from 1939, I believe.
Man.
That was a long time ago.
That's a really long time ago.
What is your history with The Wizard of Oz?
I did not see this movie for the first time until I was in college.
No.
Yeah. I was a freshman in college, and it was the first time I saw it.
Wow.
My mom would probably argue that, because I bet she tried to get me to watch it when I was a kid, but I was too afraid of it. There were a lot of movies that I saw the beginnings of that I didn't see the end of. Like, I didn't see The Little Mermaid till high school all the way through because I was scared of it when I was little. And then just another opportunity.
I think I saw Little Mermaid at theaters. I think I did.
Yeah, you've told me
89.
That before.
Yeah, this is one of those movies. There are a few older movies that just seem like they've always been there for me. And this is one of them. I have no memory of when I first saw it.
Your family watches a lot more like older movies than mine did when I was a kid. We watched like the modern at the time in the 80s and 90s Disney movies. We didn't watch many like older movies.
Yeah, but this is one movie. Like this movie, Singing in the Rain, is another one that I feel like has always been there. Mary Poppins. Is another one that has always been there.
Yeah, see, and I didn't watch Mary Poppins until I was older, too.
And I couldn't tell you when the actual first time I watched it was. Where is Wizard of Oz referenced in Gilmore Girls?
So we had to add this to our list because the list that we've been following did not include it in the right spot. So it was in season 1, episode 10, but it's not shown there in the list. But it is later. So let's see. So, season 1, episode 10, which is the clip that's the beginning of this episode.
And the reason we realized, oh, this is in it, is because that's the Christmas episode we watched for our last one.
Season 1, episode 13, Lorelai bought t-shirts for all the girls at the Bangles concert and said, because I'm the good witch of the... And then in season 2, episode 7, Rory says, there's a bad draft over there where I usually sit. It's like a big downward gust. It's not exactly Toto. We're not in Kansas anymore, but it's pretty darn uncomfortable. In season 2, episode 19, Lorelai and Rory are just naming movies. They're standing in a movie rental video store. What did we call them? A Blockbuster type store. And they're just naming movies at each other. And they mentioned Wizard of Oz. Oh, we're not done. Season 3, episode 5, Lorelai says, yeah, apparently Dwight's last home was Oz and not in The Wizard of. Season 3, episode 8, Rory says, wow, Lorelai says lions and tigers and bears, and Rory says, oh my. Season 3, episode 17, Lorelai says, you check the Cheshire Cat, the Maiden's Teacup, the Cookie House, the Sugar Baron. Michelle says, every place that sounds like Glinda the Good Witch threw up, yes, all booked. And then last one, season 3, episode 21, Sasha. Who's Sasha?
Baron Cohen.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was not the last reference. Sasha, Jess's biological father's wife, says, "Hey, did you ever see The Wizard of Oz?" And Jess says, "Yes." And she says, "Remember when they go to the Emerald City and they ring the bell and the guy with the beard stuck out?" She runs through the whole thing. Season 4, episode 1, Rory says to her clothes, "I had a dream about you in Copenhagen. You were there, and you..." Season 4, episode 4, Lorelai says, "We're good as long as we stay on the path." Rory says, "So I should follow the yellow stick road." And Lorelai says, "We'll be here all week. Try the veal." Season 4, episode 8, Janet says, "Made anyone mad lately?" And Paris said, "Oh, please. That would be like Dorothy pissing off the Tin Man. It's impossible." Oh my gosh, there's so many. I can't even. Season 4, episode 20, Luke says, "What happened to Kansas? Isn't Kansas lousy with wheat?" And Lorelai says, "I do recall Toto running through fields of it." Season 5, episode 4, Lorelai says, "This is a nice man who is growing some very nice tomatoes, and you just need to oil your knees and go see the wizard and get a heart and drop this." Season 5, episode 22, Zach says, "Geez, Dorothy, if Tin Man and Lion are going to go, I guess I have to go too." Season 6, episode 1, Paris says, "Yep, family get together is like a lollipop guild convention. I have to stop myself from asking how it's going at the chocolate factory." Season 6, episode 3, Michelle says, "Very well, I'll leave the..." Wait, do you feel that? Lorelai says, "Feel what?" Michelle says, "An icy chill as if something sinister is approaching." And Suki says, "What?" And then Michelle goes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Season 6, episode 10, Lorelai says, "Yeah, I get the girls from the wash and brush up company from The Wizard of Oz working for me now." Season 6, episode 11, Paris says, "Now Doyle sleeps very deeply, so don't worry about the hours. I, as you know, haven't slept through the night since the first time I saw The Wizard of Oz. Thank you, Mom. So I tend to do my crafts in the middle of the night, but the walls are very thick." And then in A Year in the Life, fall, Rory says, "Oh, Robert, don't cry. Your eye will swell up terribly. Here, take your steak." And Robert says, "Now I know I have a heart because it's breaking." And Rory says to Finn, "I think I'll miss you most of all." And Colin said, "Hey, we heard that." And Robert said, "Yeah, thanks a lot."
Wow.
That's it.
That's a lot.
That's got to be the most referenced
that we've seen movie. So far.
Yeah. But I feel like it would have to be, I don't know, Mary Poppins has a bunch too.
That makes sense too. It's easy to reference.
It's easy to reference, yeah. Mary Poppins.
And it's a reference that people will get, the average person.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of references, I'm sure, and movie references that just the average person will have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, The Godfather might have more. Oh,
I'm not excited about seeing that.
I'm just running through it right now.
Oh, okay.
The Godfather might have more, I think.
Okay.
But that might be the only one.
So we will start at the beginning of The Wizard of Oz that we definitely did watch yesterday. We open up as Dorothy, who lives with her Auntie Em and Uncle Henry. She daydreams about going over the rainbow after Miss Gulch, a nasty neighbor, hits Dorothy's dog Toto on the back with a rake, causing Toto to bite her. I remember watching this movie from a young age. I don't think it was till I was in high school that I really made the connection that all these people that are in her dream were also people in her real life.
That's the bonus to not watching the movie until you're in college.
Because the person who Miss Gulch is the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
And obviously the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow are her three. Three people on the farm. And I don't remember when I made the recognition, but it had to have been at least high school that I recognized that.
It's like in the Peter Pan stage version, how Mr. Darling and Cook are the same people. But yeah. Not in the cartoon. It should be.
Yeah. And also in the stage version, Nana is played by a human in a dog costume, usually.
Yes, true.
Which is fun. But we're not talking about that.
No, we're not. It's unrelated.
Yeah, but it took me way too long before I realized that those people were throughout the movie. And we hear the song Over the Rainbow at the very beginning, which is the most well-known song. So whenever I was trying to come up with what song I want to do, I thought, well, I can't do Over the Rainbow because that's too easy.
Gotta keep guessing.
And now I'm mad that I didn't do We Represent the Lollipop Guild. I really wish I had done that one. So start the podcast over.
Now we're good.
All right.
That's good.
So, Toto bites her. Miss Gulch shows up with an order to take the sheriff to be euthanized, but Toto jumps out of the basket on the back of Miss Gulch's bicycle and runs back to Dorothy.
Pause. Remember the TikTok I showed you with the stage version of The Wizard of Oz, where the Toto dog just keeps running, goes off the stage.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, look up Toto falls off the stage on TikTok. It's worth it, and the dog is fine. Sorry, go on.
Unless you work for the government in Oklahoma and other states, you're not allowed to have TikTok.
I don't work for the government.
Yeah, you're good.
And I have a TikTok.
You're good.
But my sister said not to have it because China's watching us or something.
That's why. Yeah, I don't know. So Toto's escaped because of that. And Dorothy takes the dog and runs away from home. She meets Professor Marvel, who's a phony fortune teller, played by Frank Morgan. Which brings us to the 34th most popular segment in podcast history.
Really? We're not going to do Judy Garland?
No, wow. I didn't want to. That's easy. I can't do Judy Garland. No, I'm going with my friend Frankie Morgan.
All right.
5 degrees, 5 degrees or less of Gene Kelly. So Frank Morgan is in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Isn't he the wizard?
Yes. Okay. I believe he's also the wizard.
Yeah.
In The Wizard of Oz. He is in Thousands Cheer and in The Three Musketeers with Gene Kelly.
I was in two movies with him.
Yeah. Yeah, Thousands Cheer, which was a movie with Catherine Grayson,
okay,
which has a really good dance scene that he's in. And then Three Musketeers, which is not a musical, he played D'Artagnan. Gene Kelly did. Frank Morgan died in like 1949, so he only lived another 10 years after this.
Wow. Yeah. We're not even in Oz yet. We gotta...
Oh, sorry. We gotta get to Oz. Who immediately guessed that Dorothy has run away. Pretending to tell her fortune and wishing to reunite Dorothy with her aunt, he tells her that Ed TM has fallen ill from worry over her. For some reason, I've seen the stage version a couple times, and that part is the most boring part to me. And I don't know why.
I feel like the stage version just bores me in general.
I think it drags a little. It drags a little bit more in the movie. So Dorothy returns home with Toto, only to find a tornado approaching. Unable to reach her family, she enters the house, is knocked unconscious by a loose window, and apparently begins to dream.
Pause again.
We gotta get to Oz.
I'm saying, growing up, I did not know what that thing was that she was trying to get into before she, like, went into the house. Because she, like, pulls on the storm shelter door. I didn't know what a storm shelter was. There are a lot of people in America that are like, is that the cellar? What is that? We didn't know.
Okay.
Because we didn't have them.
Neither did we.
You had storm shelters.
Now, I did have one at my house. Like, I'd never been in one.
You knew what one was.
Not really. Schools didn't have storm shelters.
But you knew what they were. You grew up in Oklahoma. You knew what it was. They told you to go to your shelter.
They said shelter, and we'd be like, oh, the bathroom. Like, we didn't know what a storm shelter was. In my mind, shelter was going to the bathroom to be as far away as possible.
I wish this look I'm giving you would translate. Because that's insane.
But like, how would I didn't have a storm shelter? I knew nobody that had a storm shelter.
But you knew they existed.
I knew the term. I didn't actually, I'd never seen one.
Okay. I'm going to chalk that up to you being young. Because I guarantee your parents knew what it was.
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
But like, I say take shelter. That just, go to the bathroom.
Yes, but in recent years, they've been saying staying in your house is not an option. Go underground. And it's terrifying.
I don't remember them saying that.
Oh, they said that during the one that hit more. The most recent one that hit more.
Okay.
They said, your safe room in your house is not good enough. Go underground.
Yeah, I remember
that.
And
it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. All right. Go on.
So then they end up in the magical, beautiful Technicolor Land of Oz. Which is funny when I think about this movie, because Oz is in perfect color. But whenever the movie first was shown on television, there were a lot of more black and white TVs. They didn't get the full impact of the movie. At one point,
yeah, that's
they said,
true. They do that like slow reveal.
Yeah.
Of all the
so
colors.
if you're watching on a black and white TV, which I think because my mom has mentioned that before, because they say, oh, that's a horse of a different color, and it changes colors or whatever. But she said that she watched it on a black and white TV, so it meant nothing to her.
Wow.
So that's the funny. Slow reveal, if you're watching on black and white TV in the 50s or whatever,
pointless.
Yeah, you're like, that means nothing.
Yeah.
But of course, when the movie was made, it was all about what it's going to show in theaters.
Yeah.
But that's, I always think about that when it slowly goes into color. The tornado had dropped Dorothy's house on the Wicked Witch of the East, killing her. The witch ruled the land of the Munchkins. And the Munchkins first think that Dorothy herself must be a witch. The Wicked Witch of the West, who is the sister of the Dead Witch, threatens Dorothy. But Glinda, the good witch of the North, gives Dorothy the dead witch's enchanted ruby slippers, which protect her.
In my brain, I'm just connecting all of this to the book Wicked, not the movie, or not the show Wicked.
It will be a movie.
It will be.
Eventually.
But it's going to be different than the book. The book is Wicked. The stage version is fantastic and amazing, and everyone who loves it should continue to love it. The book is really good, though. You should read the book. It's so interesting.
I've never read the book, never seen the show, never heard the music.
Okay. The witch who gets...
If I tell anybody who also loves theater like I do, they are very disappointed in me.
I don't, whatever. But the witch who gets the house landed on her is named Nessa Rose. And Elphaba is the Wicked Witch of the... Which one's the one that doesn't get crushed? West.
Yeah, Wicked Witch of the West.
And then Glinda. But Glinda originally was Galinda. And then when she went to school, she decided to drop them.
So I want to talk about the Wicked Witch real quick. Yeah. The Wicked Witch of the West, played by Margaret Hamilton. She is really mad at Dorothy.
Yeah, because she killed her
sister. Dorothy killed her sister.
Yeah.
Dorothy's the villain in the show.
Yeah.
The Wicked Witch, she's just mad because Dorothy killed her sister.
Yeah.
Why are we acting like the Wicked Witch is the evil one?
But eventually... We learn that the Wicked Witch doesn't super care much about her sister. She's more concerned about the shoot.
We're going to forget that part.
Okay, I'm just saying. I see where you're coming from, and we could blame Dorothy, but really it sounds like the Wicked Witch of the West is just mad because Dorothy took her shoes. But did Dorothy take the shoes off, or did someone just put... And they just showed up on her feet, didn't they?
If we watched, we know. No, because they're all of a sudden, they realize that they're not on her feet anymore. They're on Dorothy's.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
So they just
we can't really even blame Dorothy for that. It's not like she took somebody's shoes. She just was she's just a
brat kid.
Okay, but she didn't aim in the house.
That's true.
And really, how long was that house falling down that which didn't move?
Yeah. Honestly, in reality, this is also a dream. So it's there are no villains in dreams.
I wonder who the Wicked Witch of the East was supposed to represent in her dream.
I don't know. The giants.
The what?
The giants.
The giants?
Yeah. Because the Wicked Witch of the West was the Munchkins. So the Wicked Witch of the East is the Giants. All right, I'm going to continue.
All right.
So Dorothy gets the slippers. Glinda advises that if Dorothy wants to go home to Kansas, she should seek the aid of the Wizard of Oz, who lives at the Emerald City. To get there, Dorothy sets off down the Yellow Brick Road. And then they sing, Follow the Yellow Brick Road, which I also thought about doing for my song at the beginning of this. But I didn't. Before she's followed the road very far, Dorothy meets a talking scarecrow whose dearest wish is to have a brain. Played by Ray Bolger, I think is how you pronounce his last name.
In the stage version of Wicked, he's the Wicked Witch of the West's love interest.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. He gets taken from her. I don't remember what happens, but it gets taken.
Yeah.
And so she says a spell to make it so that his bones will never break. And then he turns into the scarecrow because of that.
Then they come across the Tin Woodman. And his whole thing is he can't move because his tin is rusty.
Yeah.
And so he needs the oil can. And eventually they do. And then the Cowardly Lion, who's played by Bert Lahr, who wishes for courage. And Tin Woodman wants a heart. And during this is when my favorite hoax or conspiracy.
About the silver?
No.
Oh.
About the... Munchkin who hanged himself.
Yeah.
And what that is a well-known hoax most people probably know, claiming that the original prints of the class of Wizard of Oz contains accidental footage of an onset suicide by one of the Munchkins. In reality, it was just a bird that was brought on set from the Los Angeles Zoo.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. But it is not an actual person who
Was it like a fancy bird? Is it just like a regular bird? And why?
I didn't look
that deep. Was it like to be filmed in the movie? Or was it just, hey kids, come see the bird?
I think I saw that nobody really knows why the bird was there. They did then. But today they don't.
Okay. Now I'll talk about the Tin Man conspiracy. Isn't the theory... There's a theory that he, like the makeup they used for the Tin Man like poisoned him and he died because of it.
No. Is there?
Yes. I don't think I'm making it up.
Actually... There was a problem with the tin.
There was, the original,
but he didn't die. I don't know if that was a conspiracy or not. And this was something I was going to say for after, but I'll go ahead and say it now. Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow, was actually cast as the Tin Man originally. However, he insisted that he would rather play the Scarecrow. His childhood idol, Fred Stone, had originated that role on stage in 1902. Buddy Ebsen had been cast as the Scarecrow and now switched roles with Bulger. So Buddy Ebsen was originally the Scarecrow. He switched roles with Ray Bulger. Unbeknownst to him, the makeup for the Tin Man contained aluminum dust, which ended up coating Ebsen's lungs. He also had an allergic reaction to it. One day, he was physically unable to breathe and had to be rushed to the hospital. The part was immediately recast, and MGM gave no public reason why Ebsen was being replaced. The actor, Buddy Ebsen, considered this the biggest humiliation he ever endured and a personal affront. When Jack Haley took over the part of the Tin Man, he wasn't told why Ebsen had dropped out. And in the meantime,
that's so bizarre,
and in the meantime, like... the Tin Man makeup was actually changed from aluminum dust to aluminum paste as one of its key components, which might have let Ebsen do it.
Yeah.
However, his vocals remain. Whenever the song "We're Off to See the Wizard" is played, Jack Haley's vocals were never used during the song, but were used for "If I Only Had a Heart" and "If I Only Had the Nerve." Ebsen's vocals are also heard in the extended version of "If I Were King of the Forest," although the spoken segment has Jack Haley. And although Ebsen didn't appear in the film, surviving still photos show him taking part in the Wicked Witch's Castle sequence.
I feel like that wouldn't fly today. I feel like it would have been like in his contract. So first of all, that they couldn't use his voice if he's not
credited. In the, yeah.
But secondly, that they would need to, I feel like a lawyer would step in and be like, you need, or a publicist would be like, you need to explain why this happened.
Yeah. So then Dorothy meets these three and they're the farmhands that we see at the beginning of the movie and then at the end.
Yes.
On the way to the Emerald City, Dorothy and her friends are hindered and menaced by the Wicked Witch of the West. She incites trees to throw apples at them, then tries to set the Scarecrow on fire. Within sight of the city, the witch conjures up a field of poppies that cause Dorothy, Toto, and the lion to fall asleep. Glinda saves them by making it snow, which counteracts the effects of the poppies. The poppy scene, I always forget that scene.
I do too.
I watched the stage production for the first time when I was in college, or maybe right after I graduated from college, I think. And they did this poppy scene, and it seemed completely, I was like, I have no idea what this is. This is not a part of the movie. That is one part that I have very little memory of actually being in the movie. But now that I'm reading it, I can picture it.
Yeah.
But it's always a part that I just,
I know what happens, but
about.
Whenever it starts happening when I'm watching the movie, I'm like, oh, I forgot about this.
I think it's longer. And also in the stage production, at least, I'm trying to think if it had the one that you and I went to. The one that I went in college, we held something up to, like, they gave us a piece of paper, and one of them was a poppy, and the other side was, like, winter. So everybody held up the poppies for them to fall asleep, and then when it was time, we turned it over and held up the other side. So that's in my brain as well.
Don't poppy seeds show up on a drug screen? What is the thing? It's like poppy seeds show up as cocaine? Is that it?
They show up as something. I don't know what it is.
I think it's opiates. I think they pop up as opiates, which okay. I always thought was crap, but like it legitimately happened to one of my subjects.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like within the last year, it kept saying she was positive for opiates. And we like went to go talk to her and she's like, never used opiates, like ever. She's like, never had surgery, so I've never had to use them. And she said, I had a poppy seed bagel this morning. We're like... I guess it's true. Like, it was so bizarre.
Wow. That's interesting.
I could not believe it. She might have been lying.
She did opiates that morning.
Listen, I work in healthcare. People lie. Like, I get it. But I really, I also feel like I'm a very good judge of character, and I really don't think she was lying. I think it really happened.
So then they all come to the Emerald City. They marvel at the wonders they find and take time to freshen up. Dorothy, Toto, and the Lion have their hair down. The Tin Woodsman gets polished, and the Scarecrow receives an infusion of fresh straw stuffing. As they emerge looking clean and spiffy, the Wicked Witch appears on her broomstick and skywrites "Surrender, Dorothy" above the city. The friends are frustrated at their reception by the great and powerful Wizard of Oz. At first, he won't receive them. When they finally see him, the doorkeeper lets them in because he had an ante himself. The wizard declines to keep them until they bring him the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. Daunted but determined, they set off again. Which is,
I feel like this is when I start losing interest in the movie. Like, once
I agree.
Get to Oz,
once
I'm
it
like,
gets,
okay.
I enjoy the Oz part, and the second half of the movie, I always forget is a thing.
Yeah, same.
Because I can picture the going down the yellow brick road. I can picture them singing If I Only Had a Brain, If I Only Had All That Stuff.
Yeah.
But I always forget them actually going, which should be the exciting part.
I know, you'd think.
So I don't really understand why that part, yeah, I just never think about.
I lose interest after they meet the wizard and all that. Like, I just lose interest.
So then the winged monkeys are sent to attack Dorothy's party, Dorothy's friends, Dorothy, and everyone else before they reach her castle. The monkeys snatch Dorothy and Toto and scatter the others. When the witch finds that the ruby slippers can't be taken against Dorothy's will as long as the girl is alive, she turns her hourglass and threatens that Dorothy will die when it runs out. No wonder you didn't watch this as a kid. This is terrifying.
It's really scary.
It is.
I don't think I got very far in it, though. I probably only saw, like, the Wicked Witch show up.
Like, we could not show this to Adele.
No.
I don't know when we can.
No, she'd be way too scared. She would get hung up on the Wicked Witch of the East being crushed. You know how many conversations I'd have to have with her about how houses don't actually crush people? I can't, no. We can't raise kids in Oklahoma and have a movie where there's a tornado and a house lands on somebody. No, it's not happening.
Speaking of tornadoes, I saw that they're doing a Twister 2.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Which Twister 1 is really good, so I'm excited about the second one.
Twister 1 I saw when I was like in sixth grade, and it like terrified me. And there were no tornadoes where I lived, but I was so scared.
You know what? One of the only things actually, there are two things I remember from the movie. One is that a house gets destroyed and you see a Houston Oilers poster. I don't know why I noticed that.
Familiar to you.
And the other one is that's the first movie that I watched where they said the word penis.
Because
that's at the beginning.
All I remember about that movie is that it scared me and I watched it at a sleepover on a night when we stayed up the entire night. And then the next day I slept for lots of hours and I woke up and I asked my mom what day it was. Those are my biggest memories from watching Twister. But back to the Wizard of Oz.
So dressed as guardsmen, the Lion, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow sneak into the castle and free Dorothy. They're discovered before they can escape, however, and the witch and her guards corner them and set the Scarecrow on fire. Scarecrow's having a tough time with this.
I know, man.
Dorothy douses him with a pail of water, which also I don't think is good for hay, necessarily, splashing the witch by accident. The water causes the witch to disintegrate. I'm melting! I'm melting!
Yep. That's what happens. Did you like that? Sure.
I wish the people listening could have seen what I did. The guards are happy to let Dorothy have the witch's broomstick, and Dorothy and her friends return to the Emerald City. You know what happened to the witch? She was melting!
But not in Wicked on the stage version.
I have no idea. I just don't know.
But that's not what happened.
I know.
Did you just pause it?
No.
Oh, I mean, you touched it to pause it. No, that's not what happened. It was all a ruse so that she could run away with the Scarecrow, who was her love interest. And so she melted, but they like built a trap door and she went down the trap door and then ran away with him.
Wow. I need to see the show. It sounds exciting.
It's a really good show.
I believe you.
It really is.
I know. I believe you.
I feel like you like those like twists on original stories. I feel like you would enjoy it.
When they get to the Emerald City, the wizard is not pleased to see them again. He blusters until Toto pulls aside a curtain in the corner, revealing an old man who resembles Professor Marvel. And he says, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Which is used in so many different things.
I'm sure it is.
Movies, everything.
People. I've said that before.
Yeah, that's true.
So sometimes, I know my dad said it before.
This movie is it has a big heavy hand in entertainment.
Yeah.
How many references were there just in Gilmore Girls?
A lot.
There's a Mickey Mouse Clubhouse episode of The Wizard of Oz. Pete plays the witch.
What? There are a lot of episodes of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And Minnie plays Dorothy.
There's also a Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Oh, is there?
I've never seen it, but I've heard it's not very good.
Okay.
He's abashed and apologetic, but quickly finds ways to help Dorothy's friends. A diploma for the Scarecrow, a Medal of Valor for the Lion, and a testimonial heart-shaped watch for the Tin Man. Then he reveals that he's from Kansas himself and came to Oz in a hot air balloon in which he proposes to take Dorothy home. So the wizard appoints the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion rulers of Oz in his absence. Just as the balloon is about to take off, Toto jumps out. That darn dog.
You know what, though, Toto? I wouldn't trust a hot air balloon to get me somewhere.
Why not?
You don't get in hot air balloons to go places.
That is true, because it just floats.
Yeah. That man was pretending to be a giant head when he was actually just a person behind a curtain.
He
I do not trust him to be able.
You mentioned that he was pretending to be a giant head.
Yeah. Isn't that what it is? It's that big thing.
No, you're correct.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, I need to look into this because it's very important. I'm wondering if Oz from The Wizard of Oz helped Power Rangers.
I can't.
There's Zordon, who's the guy, and it's just one huge head.
I'm out.
And I wonder if they took the Oz thoughts about that and brought it to Power Rangers.
I'm out.
You're just scrolling your phone now.
I am.
Are you looking at Power Rangers? Can you look to see if his name is Zordon?
I am doing anything to distract me from my husband bringing up Power Rangers right now.
But I also watched Power Rangers when I was young.
I did not.
Should have. It's fun.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so then Toto and Dorothy both leave because Toto runs and Dorothy follows him. Unable to stop, the wizard leaves without Dorothy. But Glinda appears and explains that Dorothy has always had the power to get home. Glinda didn't tell her before because Dorothy wouldn't have believed it. Bidding her friends a tearful goodbye, she tapped her heels and said, "There's
no place like home."
No place like home. She wakes up in her own bed with NTM and Uncle Henry fussing over her, Professor Marvel and the farmhands, Hunk, who is Ray Bolger, Hickory, who is Jack Haley, and Zeke, who's Burt Ward. Again,
the name Zeke.
They stop by to see how she's doing. She raises an indulgent laughter, and that's when she says, "You were there, and you were there, and you were there." She's happy to be home. She doesn't mind that they don't believe her. Miss Gulch is never mentioned again. That's the last line of my summary. So that's The Wizard of Oz.
Is it referencing that, like, Miss Gulch died?
I don't know, but that's Miss Gulch is never mentioned again.
Weird.
So I have a few behind the scenes tidbits of information, which I've shared a couple. Many of the Wicked Witch of the West scenes were either trimmed or deleted, as Margaret Hamilton's performance was thought to be too frightening for audiences.
That's scary.
So that's actually, why she had more scenes
on Mr. Rogers' show.
That was actually another part that she had to go on Mr. Rogers' show, basically to show that she's a nice lady and to talk about how witches aren't real. Was a part of that.
Which isn't true.
But not in that form.
Yeah, but
yeah,
there might have been some kids whose parents practiced Wicca. And
okay, this was the 60s, 70s, so I know, but people didn't know as much as they do now. And she really meant that witches, as in the Wicked Witch.
I had to tell our kids the other day that witches weren't real, and it like broke my heart a little bit because I didn't want to have to go to the whole details because they would have been freaked out.
Yeah.
But I feel like eventually I'm going to have that conversation. Like, actually, witches are real, but it's not really what you think it is.
Yeah. Over the Rainbow was nearly cut from the film. MGM felt that it made the Kansas sequence too long, as well as being too far over the heads of the children for whom it was intended. The studio also thought that it was degrading for Judy Garland to sing in a barnyard. A reprise of the song was cut.
She's playing a child in a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's not like she was well known at that time. I don't think.
Yes, she was very talented, yeah. But like, I don't think that talented singers really care where they're singing.
Yeah. Reprise of the song was cut. Dorothy sang it to remember Kansas while imprisoned in the witch's castle. Garland began to cry along with the crew because the song was so sad. This next one kind of goes into filming and how we treat our female stars from 1939 as opposed to maybe today. While filming the scene in which Dorothy slaps the cowardly lion, Judy Garland got the giggles so badly that they had to take a break in shooting. The director, Victor Fleming, took her aside, gave her a quick lecture, and then slapped her.
Oh, God.
She returned to the set and filmed the scene in one take. Fleming was afraid that this would damage his relationship with Garland and even told a coworker he wished that someone would hit him because of how bad he felt. But Garland overheard the conversation and gave him a kiss on the nose to show that she had no hard feelings. In the film, she can still be seen to be stifling a smile between the lines, "Of course not," and "My, what a fuss you're making." But in 2023, I don't think they would have slapped the actress.
I love
them, man. Yeah. Ray Bolger, Burt Lahr, and Jack Haley had to eat their meals in their dressing rooms. And this kind of, I enjoy like this next bit of information because it shows just how movies were made back then because of the different companies. They had to eat their meals in their dressing rooms as the makeup they wore frightened the other diners in the MGM cafeteria.
Oh, that's funny.
Bolger commented in an interview on the reactions that other MGM actors had upon seeing these weird-looking characters in the cafeteria. Which I enjoy thinking about how movies were made back then, because people that were with one company all ate together. They worked at the same building. And that doesn't happen anymore.
That's so weird.
What?
That's so weird.
Yeah. But it doesn't happen anymore. Actors don't belong to a company.
Right.
Like they used to. Frank Morgan, who played Professor Marvel and the Wizard, was a heavy drinker and often would hide liquor discreetly in his dressing room. Despite his drinking habits, he remained friendly and professional throughout his career. One of the few times he was ever noticeably drunk was the Oz guardhouse sequence, where it was said he would have fallen over if not for the guardhouse. He attracted attention when he began singing a ribald song. This sort of behavior is atypical, though, for the usual affable actor, which I look at. I mean, he was a little bit older, but I wonder if that helped to him passing away 18 years later. So, early in the film's development, MGM discovered that Walt Disney was working on his own version of the Oz story at the same time. Hmm. Rather than going head-to-head, both studios actually held discussions of possibly combining the two projects into a live-action animation hybrid movie, with MGM doing the live-action and Disney doing the animation. Scheduling issues ultimately ended the collaboration, and Disney shortly after canceled his own version of the film in favor of other projects so as not to compete with MGM's version. It would have been weird, but if that was the only version we knew, we would think, oh, that'd be weird if they just kept it all people.
Yeah, I don't know that it would have been as good, though. Yeah. I don't know that it would have been as timeless, because I think it would have been harder to watch them, like, combine the two forms of media, and like it would look so outdated now, whereas now like it looks like an old movie, but it doesn't look like they didn't have the technology to make it look better. It looks like it was just filmed a long time
ago. What was the first movie that combined animation and actors and a person? 1945's Anchors Away, starring Gene Kelly and Jerry the Mouse from Tom and Jerry. He dances with Jerry. I like that song. He says, if you worry, if you bother your head, it won't help you.
Got it.
Won't help. Okay. It's called the Worry Song, in case anybody's wondering. Judy Garland's portrayal of Dorothy was the main inspiration for the character of Marianne on Gilligan's Island. Hmm. So that's my last one.
That's it?
Yeah. So how many cups of coffee do you give us out of 10?
7?
Okay.
That's good.
I'll give it an 8. Yeah. I'll give it a 7 or an 8. So I'll one up you.
I just feel like I don't need to watch it like a million times.
Which is why we didn't really watch it last night.
Like I've seen it. I've probably seen it just a handful of times. Like I don't think I've seen it a bunch, but I don't know.
Now that we've talked about it, I do want to watch it.
I have no desire.
It's a good movie. You gave it a 7. You have no desire?
No. I've seen it.
You gave a 7?
I enjoyed it when I saw it. Yeah. I don't feel the need to see it again.
I'm going
to
watch it with the kids tomorrow.
Okay. You're going to handle bedtime tomorrow night.
So I'll give it an 8.
Our daughter's afraid of YouTube videos.
That is true. Who would like this in the Gilmore Girls world?
I feel like Miss Patty would.
Okay.
That was I feel like mine. She probably idolized like Judy Garland. And, yeah. I feel like she'd really like it.
Okay. I agree. I think it would be her too, or Emily Gilmore. Those were the two easy ones for me, I felt.
I don't think there's enough dancing in it for Emily Gilmore to really enjoy.
But I think like she would like just movies. The old school movie.
Yeah.
And but though there isn't, there really isn't any dancing.
She liked movies with dancing in them, and she also liked to watch ballroom dancing competitions.
So she would enjoy, Emily Gilmore would love my 5 Degrees of Gene Kelly.
Oh, okay.
She'd be like, oh, I love that Gene Kelly movie.
Yeah, she would.
She'd be all about Anchors Away.
Yeah, you and Emily Gilmore.
Who else was in Anchors Away?
The Mouse.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh. Okay.
And Katherine Grayson, who is also in Thousands Cheer, which also stars Frank Morgan.
Oh my gosh.
Bringing this full circle. So that's Wizard of Oz. Man, whenever we get to a Gene Kelly movie, you're not going to get me to shut up.
No.
It's going to be glorious.
Maybe you just do a solo pod.
Of me acting the whole thing out. I'm excited for
one. Why do you have to act it out? I meant just talk about it.
Oh, I want
to
act it
out. You took that to like a way further level than you needed to.
I don't think we do Remy and Gene. I think there's On the Town and Singing in the Rain. And American in Paris, maybe. I know On the Town's there. New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is.
You're going to have a lot to say about Funny Face, too, because I bet you'll have a lot to say about
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire, yeah.
Yeah. Not really in that movie as much. Are there any Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movies?
I don't think so. Oh,
like Barclays of Broadway.
I just had a listening memory of Emily saying Ginger Rogers, but it's just because someone said she looked like Ginger Rogers. I don't think they mentioned a movie though.
I mean, they might. You just don't know the name. There might be. It's just Ginger is not a part of the discussion. Top Hat might be. One of his, their more popular ones. Okay, we will get off of that discussion. The next movie is Heathers, I believe.
I'm so excited.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So I'm excited to watch it. It is on a bunch of streaming platforms.
Oh, really?
Amazon Prime, the Roku channel, which also has Weird, the Al Yankovic story, if anybody wants to watch the classic story of Weird Al's life.
I'll give it that. That one was funny.
Because Weird Al's awesome.
I enjoyed that one.
All right, Hoopla, Tubi, Plex.
Okay, so lots of places.
A lot of ones. A few free ones. So this has been the Ultimate Gilmore Girls Movie Night Podcast. We will talk to you all next time. Bye.
Bye.